Melton. Lights are on here. No sunshine really at all since about 4 o'clock, 4:30, just clouds, and it is chilly. So Melton, the big right-hander, is into the windup. Here's our first pitch, and it's swung on and missed. A fastball in for a strike. And it is 0-1. Our time and temperature as the windup and the 0-1 pitch. That misses up and in, and it's one ball and one strike. Tonight's game time, 6:05. The game time temperature is 45 degrees. That is brought to you by Jimmy Juice. When it's game time, it's Jimmy Juice time. 1-1 misses. Canned cocktails, carbonated to perfection. Dangerously good and available. Your next trip to FNB Field. Two balls and a strike to Daylen Lyle. Give you the Seawolves defense here momentarily. The windup and the 2-1 is popped up. That is behind the plate and out of play. And the count is 2-2. Bigby's in left. Malgieri's in center. Campos is in right. Two balls and two strikes, and the windup and the 2-2. That's a high fastball. That one is fouled off straight back, and it remains 2-2. Holton is at first. Anderson's at second. Jarvis at short. Cruz at third. Lorenzo is behind the plate. Oscar Salazar is occupying the third base coach's box. Two balls, two strikes. The windup and another 2-2 to Lyle, and that is lined sharply, but right at the shortstop, Jarvis. And there's one down. Well, Daylen hit that ball right on the nose, but he hit it right at the shortstop. So one down. And here is Dante Williams. Williams, last year with the Bowie Bay Sox, hit 217. Left-handed batter in the windup, first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Williams had spent his entire career with the Orioles to that point as the 1-0 pitch, and that's down and in, 2-0. This is his fifth professional season, the previous four in the Orioles organization. He was released by the Orioles last August. The 2-0 offering is a fastball in for a strike, and it's 2-1. Originally taken by the Orioles in the fourth round of the 2021 draft out of the University of Arizona. Melton ready, and the big right-hander winds, and the 2-1 to Williams is hit high in the air to left field and deep. Going back is Bigby, back out in front of the wall, and that one is over his head, and it's off the wall. And into second base with a double is Dante Williams. I think in the summertime, that ball might have been a home run. But as it is a stand-up double, a towering fly ball to left field that looked like it'd be high off that arena wall in left field, but Bigby kept going back after it as if he had a play on it, and finally he got to the wall and realized he had no play. The ball hit off the wall and then bounced back. He jogged after it, picked it up. Williams jogs into second. Here's Yo-Yo Morales, right-handed batter, waiting, and the first pitch is a fastball that misses, and it's one ball and no strikes. Morales last year with the Senators, hitting .283, seven home runs and 41 runs driven in. Pretty strong breeze, and it looks to be blowing in from right field. The 0-1 pitch is a broken bat bouncer hit to second. Anderson has it. His flip to first is in time, and there are two outs. Over to third is Williams. And with two down, here is big, powerfully built Carlos De La Cruz. Frankie and I have watched him out in left field at First Energy Stadium. And he has hit some long home runs the last couple of years against the Senators. He hit .234 last year, 11 home runs, 53 RBIs, and the first pitch is fouled off straight back. De La Cruz, 6'8", and a little over 200 pounds. That was an off-speed pitch that was up. That was a pitch to handle there, and he just missed it. No balls and a strike. Melton out of the stretch, ready. And the 0-1 pitch is chopped softly on the left side. Charging is Cruz at third. Throws on the run to first in time for the out. One out double by Dante Williams, but he is left stranded at second base. So no runs, a hit, no errors. One left. One half inning in the books in this 2025 season. And there is no score on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400. Bottom half of the first inning, the Senators had a double from Dante Williams, but he was left stranded at third base. Right-hander Kyle Luckum is on the mound at UPMC Park here in Erie, and at the plate is Trey Cruz, left-handed batter waiting. Kyle Luckum delivers in the first pitch, lifted in the air into shallow center field. Racing it is Williams. He dives, can't get it. It rolls away, but not far enough to allow Cruz to go to second base. So on the first pitch, one is dumped in into shallow left center field. Dante Williams came charging in with that glove on his right hand, left-handed thrower, diving in towards that glove hand into left center field and just couldn't quite reach it, reach the ball, that is. So it's a leadoff single, and here is Max Anderson. Anderson, last year, 266, 11 home runs, 76 RBIs, and he takes a strike from Kyle Luckum. No balls and one strike. Max Anderson, the number 23 prospect in the Tigers organization, according to MILB Pipeline. He did play for Erie, was promoted at the end of last season on September 10th. The 0-1, a breaking ball from Luckum, and it misses low, and it's one ball and one strike. Cruz a threat to go at first base. Give you the Senators' defense here momentarily. One ball and one strike, nobody out, runner on, bottom of the first. The pitch is hit high in the air to right center field, into that wind, but well struck. Retreating back in to his right is Snell, and he makes the catch short of the warning track. That ball was hit well by Anderson, and another ball, much like Williams, that later in the season, when maybe it's 75 degrees with a little breeze blowing out, that ball certainly would have been up the alley and likely out of anybody's reach. Just like Williams' ball in the top of the first inning may have been out of the ballpark. So here is Tyron Lorenzo, left-handed hitting catcher. Powerfully built left-handed batter. The first offering is an off-speed pitch in for a strike. Last year, he batted 244, 12 home runs, and 50 RBIs. Number five prospect in the Tigers organization, was acquired at the trade deadline last year from, as the 0-1 pitch misses, one ball and one strike, was acquired at the deadline along with infielder Trey Sweeney from the Dodgers for right-handed pitcher Jack Flaherty. One and one, one out. Cruz leads at first. Luckum sets, deals, and that pitch is fouled off. Back and to the left, out of play, and the count is one ball and two strikes. Lyle in left, Williams in center, Snell is in right, Morales at first, Arruda is at second. Lawson's at short, Wallace at third, and Romero behind the play. Kyle Luckum on this chilly night, not wearing any sleeves. I'll talk to him about that tomorrow. The 1-2 offering, that misses up and away. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kyle was up and down last year with the Senators. Boy, he had some eye-popping starts, including one at the end of the first half against Hartford. And then some starts that weren't so good. Here's a breaking ball that's pulled foul down the first baseline. Andrew Graham, the manager of the Erie Seawolves, is in the third base coach's box. 2 balls, 2 strikes, no score, bottom of the first inning with an out. Cruz leads at first, Luckum sets. Cruz bouncing around, Luckum holds and deals, and I think we have a time called at home plate by Lorenzo. He's tired of waiting. Lorenzo is 6'2 and about 200 pounds and stands back in the box. And he has the look of a hitter. Not sure I can explain it better than that. Cruz leaning, turn and a throw to first, and he dives back in ahead of the tag by Morales. Erie wearing the maroon tops, and the Senators are in their road gray uniforms with their red caps. The right-hander sets, Cruz a big lead. He goes. The pitch is high, the throw to second base is there, and he is out. A terrific throw by Romero. A nice pickup as the throw was to the second base side of second. And so as Cortland Lawson went to pick the ball out of the dirt, just a short hop, maybe a couple of inches of a short hop, Cruz came in and ran into the tag. So a terrific throw and a caught stealing. And there are 2 outs, and the windup in the pitch is a ground ball to second. Aruda stays down, has it, tosses to first, and that ends the inning. After the leadoff single, nothing comes of it. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left. Well, I don't know how many innings are in a season. Guess it's 9 times 138, and I can't do that on the fly. But only one out of all those is in the book. I'll have more coming back on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
All right, Seawolves fans. I'm over here in section 209 with our seat upgrades and courtesy of the PA Lottery. Greg, Sam, Ben, and Michelle, thanks to our partnership with the PA Lottery, they will all be getting tickets down in section 114, as well as going home with $100 in free web pass play. Everybody, give it up for Greg, Sam, Ben, and Michelle.
Top half of the second inning at UPMC Park in Erie. I'm Terry Byram, and out on the mound is Troy Melton, and he delivers the first pitch to Nick Schnell, left-handed hitter for the Senators, the right fielder, and he fouls the pitch off right down off his foot at home plate. Ouch. And the count is 0-1 on Schnell. In the Rays organization last year, 251 batter, 12 home runs, 49 RBIs, and the 0-1 pitch. That's fouled off straight back, and very quickly, it is no balls and two strikes on Nick Schnell. The windup and the 0-2 fastball swung out and missed. And there is one out. And with one out, here is Caden Wallace. Senators have the greatest fireworks shows in Central PA. See the first of the season after the Senators host the Richmond Flying Squirrels next Friday, April 11th. Find your seats online at senatorsbaseball.com. The first offering is high for a ball, and it's 1-0 to Caden Wallace. A windup and the 1-0 pitch. That's in for a high strike, and it's 1-1. Wallace is in his fourth professional season, joined the Senators and the Nationals organization last July. The 1-1 offering is bounced foul at home plate, and it's count 1-2. He was injured, though, when the Nationals acquired him, so he appeared in just 11 games last year for the Senators. But he is one of the top prospects in the Nationals organization, a top 15 prospect, according to MLB.com. The windup, and the pitch is swung on and missed. A fastball up and away, strikeout number two of the inning and of the game for Troy Melton. And with two down, here is Maxwell Romero. Left-handed batter, Romero hitting a hit by last year, 188, 9 home runs, 37 RBIs, was with Wilmington. Windup and the first pitch to Romero is a fastball poured in for a strike. No score. We're in the last of the, or pardon me, in the top of the second inning. The windup and the 0-1 is low for a ball, 1-1. If you caught the City Island baseball show last Monday, we talked about this. There's no spring training for minor league broadcasters. The 1-1, low and outside, 2-1. So this is my first broadcast since wrapping up the season last year in mid-September. I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying the windup and the 2-1 pitch, and that's lifted in the air down the left field line. Foul and out of play. Count as two balls and two strikes. Frankie will go through it on Tuesday night. Now, I know we have those baseball shows, but that's not the same thing. The windup and the 2-2 is low and inside. And the count is full, three balls and two strikes. Two down, top of the second inning, nothing-nothing ball game. Waiting on deck is Cortland Lawson. Melton winds, and the 3-2 is a ground ball pulled on the right side to second. Anderson has it. His short toss to first is in time, and that does it. Senators go in order, 1-2-3. We head to the last half of the second inning. No score on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom half of the second inning here at UPMC Park in Erie. There is no score. Kyle Luckum on the mound facing the 4, 5, and 6 batters for the Erie Seawolves. Join the Senators for our first Women in Sports Summit next Saturday, April 12th. Connect with professionals and hear from panel of experts pregame. Learn more at senatorsbaseball.com. Luckum kicks and deals, and the first pitch, a breaking ball drops in at the knees for a strike. Bigby has not been in Erie for a couple of years now. Spent all of last year in AAA, the windup and the 0-1, and that's in for a strike. He hit in 136 games in AAA with Toledo. 218, four home runs and 50 runs driven in. The Tigers with the, according to MLB.com, and the best minor league organization, the windup and the 0-2, that bounces in, 1-2. And then with such a young team in Detroit and the success they're having, there's just not a lot of room for a lot of these players in AAA. And, of course, the contraction that happened during the pandemic, two fewer teams. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch, that is fouled off. Remains 1-2. Not a bad gathering for the temperature tonight. I'd say probably the neighborhood of 3,500 folks here tonight. Tomorrow's a 1:35 start, 1:20 airtime. Wide up, and the pitch, and that's chopped down the first baseline. Foul remains. One ball and two strikes. I'd guess that both pitchers won't go more than five innings. And depending on their pitch counts, they might not reach five innings. 1-2. Luckum works from the first base side of the rubber. He kicks and deals. And that is again chopped along the first baseline and foul. That, however, with the length of the pitchers is so much different now than it was 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. They throw so much more in spring training and are much more prepared to go deep into games at the start of the season now than they used to be. The windup and the pitch is low and inside, an off-speed delivery. Once upon a time, starting pitchers didn't throw much more than 50 to 55 pitches in their first outing. Not the case now. 2-2, the windup and the 2-2, that's high. So, a pretty good at-bat after falling behind 0-2 and then a couple of foul balls at 1-2. Bigby has run it to a full count. Kyle Luckum into the windup. And here's the 3-2 pitch, and he missed. He thought he had strike three, and I think Romero thought he had strike three, but that one is off the plate, ball four. So it's a leadoff walk. I think in the mind of Kyle Luckum, he was going right after Justice Bigby with that 3-2 pitch. That pitch apparently missed off the plate. Here is Jake Holton, right-handed batter with a lot of power, weights, and the first pitch, a breaking ball. That misses wide. And it's one ball and no strikes. Holton last year, .279 average for the Eastern League champs, 14 home runs and 71 RBIs. The set and the pitch. That misses high, and it's two balls and no strikes. All of a sudden now, Kyle Luckum having trouble with the strike zone. 2-0, lead at first by Bigby as the 2-0 is chopped towards short. Lawson bobbles, second for one, relay to first is still in time for a double play. That's a Seltzer's Lemon and Bologna, double smoked, double play. The ball not hit all that sharply. A couple of steps to the right of Lawson, and then he bobbled, double clutched, however, just briefly before the relay to Aruda, and then Aruda's relay was perfect. So two down, and here is left-handed batting Chris Myers. The windup and the first pitch to Myers. That's high for a ball, 1-0. Myers last year with Erie, 256, 18 home runs, 58 runs driven in. The 1-0 is high, and it's two balls and no strikes. So Kyle Luckup with an opportunity to be out of the inning with that double play ball, falls behind 2-0. Bottom of the second on this opening night here in Erie. Luckup into the windup, and here is the 2-0 offering, and that's high, and it's three balls and no strikes. Three and oh. The 3-0 with the green light, Chris Myers, and he swings and misses 3-1. A new playing surface here in Erie this year. They removed the old field. They regraded the entire field and then put the new sod down. The windup in here is the 3-1 pitch, and that misses outside ball four. That's the second walk of the frame. And with two outs, here is Roberto Campos. Campos is a 21-year-old from Havana, Cuba, just the third Cuban to play for the Erie Seawolves in their existence. Signed in 2019. Right-handed batter stands back in the box. Luckup deals, and that pitch is skied in the air out into shallow right field. Schnell coming on, Arruda going out, and Arruda makes the catch. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a man left. We head to the third. There is no score on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Cortland Lawson stands in, and he takes the first pitch inside from the right-hander, Troy Melton. Lawson, Arruda, and then back to the top of the order, and Daylen Lyle here in the top of the third, no score. The 1-0 pitch is high, two balls and no strikes. The third inning is presented by Nomad Distilling. You can now find Nomad Distilling's canned cocktails at F&B Field, proudly made in Pennsylvania. The 2-0, swing and a miss, 2-1. Enjoy their taste, find Nomad Distilling, and select fine wine and good spirits stores. Two balls and a strike. Melton winds, and here's the 2-1, and that is in for a high strike, 2-2. And Kyle Luckup over there is saying, hey, how about one of those? One of those for me. Two balls and two strikes. The windup and the 2-2 pitch. That sweeps wide, and now it's a full count to Lawson. Both teams with a hit. Senators have left a man in scoring position after their hit. Just the third inning. The windup, and here's the 3-2, and it's hit in the air to right. Campos with an easy play as he waits, and he makes the catch short of the track, and there is one out. With one out, here is J.T. Arruda, the switch-hitting second baseman for the Harrisburg Senators, batting, last year batted 220, three home runs and 35 RBIs. Melton kicks and deals, and Arruda fouls the first pitch off straight back. This is the third season that J.T. has been with the Senators. Here's a drive into right field, and that is down for extra bases. Rolls all the way to the fence in the corner, and J.T. Arruda jogging into second base. So the Senators have two hits, and they are both doubles. A one-out double in the first off the bat of Dante Williams, and a one-out double here in the third off the bat of J.T. Arruda. Now back to the top of the order, and Daylen Lyle, who lined out to the shortstop Jarvis his first time up. Arruda leads at second. Melton now out of the stretch, and he deals, and the pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. The 1-0 pitch. Grounded sharply to second, under the glove of Anderson and into right field. Around third and heading home is Arruda. He scores standing up, and it's 1-0. The Senators are on top. That will undoubtedly be an error on the second baseman Anderson, who simply didn't get his glove on the ground. So the first run that scores this season is an unearned run. Senators don't care, they'll take it, and they lead 1-0. So Daylen Lyle at first, and here is Dante Williams, who doubled off the left field wall his first time up. First offering to Williams is a strike, and the count is 0-1. One ball, no strikes. Lyle is a threat to go. Has a good lead, the pitch, and that misses. 1-1. I think I said one ball and no strikes. It was 0-1, and now it is 1-1. Second baseman Anderson is swung over in the hole. Shortstop Jarvis is up the middle. The set and the 1-1 pitch. Williams squares, thinking about bunting, and takes it low and outside for a ball, and it's 2-1. Hey, get your baseball fix with the City Island Baseball Show, Monday nights at 6, right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Can't wait to bring you the one this Monday night. Timeout taken at the plate by Lorenzo, the catcher. Senators President Kevin Culp, our special guest. And we talk about the excitement of opening day. That's turning a throw to first, and Lyle is out. He was caught flat-footed and was picked off going back into the bag. So there are now two outs. Two balls and a strike on Dante Williams. The wind really whipping in now as the windup, and here's the 2-1. That fastball catches the outside part of the plate, and the count is 2-2. Yo-Yo Morales waiting on deck. The windup and the 2-2 pitch is fouled off. In and out of the glove of Lorenzo, the catcher. Well, the Major League Baseball season is now a little over a week old. Teams are still having their home openers. I'm not sure when the last home opener is, but I do know there are a couple of home openers scheduled today. A windup and the 2-2. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. Strikeout number three for Troy Mountain. But the Senators score a run on a hit. There's also an error and nobody left on base. We've played 2.5 at UPMC Park in Erie, and the Senators are on top 1-0. Right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
I'd like to introduce you to Benjamin. Tomorrow is his 9th birthday, and Ben is tonight's Chick-fil-A Junior PA in the game. Okay, nice to see the Packers here for the bottom of the third.
One nothing, the Senators on top. We head to the bottom half of the third inning. 8-9-1 for the Erie Seawolves here at UPMC Park off the right-hander Kyle Luckum. Jim Jarvis batting left-handed weights, and the first pitch is line pass to diving Cortland Lawson, and that is into center field for a base hit. It's a leadoff single for Jarvis, and here is the center fielder, Ben Malgieri. Last year, Malgieri hit .252, 12 home runs and 57 runs driven in for the Seawolves. Well, the Senators have already turned one double play. They're looking for another one. Though Jarvis with the big lead doesn't go. He was leaning. The first pitch is in for a called strike. Count 0-1. Top of the order, and Trey Cruz waiting on deck. He singled to begin the bottom of the first inning. Luckum sets. The 0-1. Hit in the air into left center field. Moving over and reaching down is Lyle. He can't make the play. And to second base and stopping there is Jarvis, and Malgieri is at first. I think that'll be ruled a hit. That had to have been a knuckleball. Dalen got there, reached down just below his knees, his left knee, and the ball just glanced off his glove. But again, I think it might have been a knuckleball. Plus, it wasn't that easy of a play. So two on and nobody out. And here is Trey Cruz, top of the order. And they have ruled that a hit. Cruz, as I mentioned, singled. He dumped a single into shallow center field his first time up. Luckum, the right-hander, sets. And the pitch to Cruz in the dirt, blocked nicely by Romero. And count as one ball and no strike. Jarvis at second, Malgieri at first. The 1-0 pitch, check swing, and that misses down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Lawson is shaded up the middle, so right behind Jarvis, and at third base, Caden Wallace off the line, even with the bag. The 2-0 offering, that drops in for a strike, and the count is 2-1. Cruz started and held up. Called strike. Friday night in Erie, tomorrow's game, I think, is in jeopardy. The forecast here is not kind. Lot of rain tomorrow in the forecast. The 2-1 offering is a check swing, and that misses, and the count is three balls and a strike. Sunday looks clear. Well, no rain. Not sure about clouds and cold. Highs in the 30s to low 40s on Sunday afternoon. But at least according to the forecast, it looks like we have a pretty good shot at getting baseball in on Sunday. Just not sure about tomorrow. Romero asks for time and jogs out to the mound. He is back behind the plate. It's three balls and a strike, nobody out, and two runners on base. The 3-1 pitch is down and in, ball four. And Erie here in the third, they have loaded the bases. A line drive single back up the middle, just out of the reach of Cortland Lawson. A ball hit into the alley in left center field that Daylen Lyle just couldn't quite make the play on. And a walk. And so here is Max Anderson. He had a fly ball to right field his first time up. Infield is back. They're playing for two, conceding a run. First pitch to Anderson. Breaking ball that misses high and wide. One ball, no strikes. Kyle Luckum. Ready in the 1-0. Fouled off straight back. Count is 1-1. Fans were here early and applauding throughout the pregame ceremonies. Some rings were handed out. Fans even cheered when the Seawolves came in from the clubhouse in left field. That's how into tonight the fans are. The 1-1 pitch is popped up foul and out of play. Count is 1-2. So Kyle Luckum now with a shot at a strikeout. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2 is low and in. 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. And now the 2-2. And that's hit in the air into right field, not all that deep. Nick Schnell coming on, still coming on, makes the catch. Wallace tags, holds up, and now maybe they have the runner at second base, and they do. Romero throws to second, and the rundown now with Malgieri, and now they have a rundown with Jarvis at third base, and the throw to Wallace, and they tag him out, and it's a double play. Bad base running by Ben Malgieri, thinking that Jarvis was tagging and coming all the way down the line. Jarvis stopped. The throw by Schnell, by the way, was perfect to the plate, and Jarvis would have been a dead duck. As it is, he was out anyway on the double play. So Jarvis out. Malgieri does go to third. Cruz goes to second, and here is Tyron Lorenzo. Luckum steps off and now ready to go. He's working out of the stretch. Lorenzo grounded to second his first time up. Yeah, the first pitch he's out in front of, and he bounces it foul on the first baseline. So from nobody out on the bases loaded to two outs and runners at second and third. And there is light at the end of the tunnel for Kyle Luckum. The 0-1 strike on the outside part of the plate. Lorenzo did not agree with that call at all. And he is down in the count 0-2 with two down. Luckum a good pitch away from being out of the jam here in the third. He sets, and the pitch, high, 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Don't forget the home opener is Tuesday night at 6:30 against the Richmond Flying Squirrels, who are opening at home tonight. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three on a breaking ball. Kyle Luckum gets out of the bases loaded and no outs jam. No runs, a pair of hits, no errors, and two left. We head to the fourth. 1-0. Senators on top on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.1-0, the Senators lead top half of the fourth inning. Troy Melton on the mound, and Yo-Yo Morales standing in, and the first pitch is grounded to short. Backhanded by Jarvis, his throw to first is perfect. And on one pitch here in the fourth, one out, Morales is 0-2. Come to a Senators game and get a Hershey Park ticket. Be among the first 4,000 fans in attendance when the Senators host the Erie Seawolves on Sunday, April 27th. And get a free Hershey Park ticket. You can get your tickets to the game online at senatorsbaseball.com. Carlos De La Cruz, the batter, and he takes the first pitch high and wide from Troy Melton. A run on two hits for the Sens. No runs on three hits and an error for Erie. Is the 0-1 pitch, or pardon me, the 1-0 pitch is in for a strike. And the count is one ball and one strike. I saw that the Nationals have just started as the 1-1. Is a strike on the inside part of the plate, and it's 1-2. 72 degrees in Washington, D.C., I see, at game time. That would be nice. A windup and the 1-2 pitch. That's in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Nick Schnell waiting on deck. The 2-2. Swing and a miss at a fastball. Two down. Strikeout number four for Troy Melton. And here is Nick Schnell. He struck out swinging his first time up. 1-0. Senators on top. We're at the top of the fourth. Wind up in the first pitch. Swing and a miss. And the count is 0-1. A fastball on the outside part of the plate. Caden Wallace waiting on deck. Melton with both feet on the rubber. Kicks and the 0-1. Strike. And the count is 0-2. So he is pouring in the strikes here in the fourth inning, looking for a low pitch frame. Here's a fly ball down the left field line that is foul. The count remains no balls and two strikes. Erie, 4, 5, and 6 batters. Bigby, Holton, and Myers do up in the last of the fourth inning. 0-2 misses away, 1-2. Oscar Salazar in the third base coach's box with a hoodie on and who knows how many layers underneath his uniform. The 0-2 is a check swing and he went too far and appeal, strike three. Fifth strikeout for Melton. Senators at the top of the fourth go in order, 1-2-3. Go to the bottom of the fourth, 1-0. Senators on top on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
First winner for Pennsylvania Lottery's instant win prize is Robin. Robin's won $40 in red cash and Chris Myers' clinching catch bobblehead. Congratulations, Robin.
The excitement of the ice and the thrill of the diamond come together on Hockey Night at FNB Field when the Senators host the Richmond Flying Squirrels Saturday, May 10th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance receive a Senators hockey puck giveaway. Get tickets for the ball game at senatorsbaseball.com. 1-0, the Senators lead here, last of the fourth. And Justice Bigby stands in. Luckum delivers a high breaking ball, swung out and missed, and it's 0-1. Bigby walked his first time up. The windup and the 0-1 pitch, a breaking ball that misses. Though Romero flashes the glove at Luckum as if to say, yeah, that missed, but it was a good pitch. One ball and one strike. The 1-1, that's in the dirt. And the count is 2-1. Erie has put their leadoff man on in each of the first three innings. Kyle has allowed three hits, and he has walked three. Two double plays. The 2-1, that drops in for a strike, and the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two and two. Luckum rocks and the delivery. And that is hit in the air towards right center field. Long run for Williams and Snell. Neither one can get it. And it's to the fence. To second base is Bigby, and he wisely stops there. So it's a leadoff double. Fourth hit of the game for the Seawolves, and it's the fourth straight inning that they put their leadoff man on. And here is Jake Holton. Holton bounced into a double play his first time up. Bigby really was thinking three. Not sure that ball was ever, could have been thought of as a triple. Luckum's first pitch to Holton misses down and away, and it's one ball and no strike. Although there are plenty of triples in this ballpark. Williams and Schnell got to that ball pretty quickly. Now the 1-0 pitch, it misses outside. And Luckum is behind in the count, two balls and no strikes. One nothing, the Senators lead. A run scoring on an error in the third inning. Breaking ball, and that misses low, and now it's three balls and no strikes. Three and oh. The 3-0 is low, and it's a four-pitch walk. And that is the fourth walk issued by Luckum, and for a second straight inning, the Seawolves are in business. They squandered a bases loaded, no out opportunity in the bottom of the third. Didn't score. And now in the fourth, they have runners at first and second. And nobody out for Chris Myers, left-handed batter. He walked his last time up. And now Luckum steps off the back of the rubber with the clock running down. Runners lead at first and second with nobody out. A double and a walk. Luckum deals, and it's ball one low. Out to the mound goes Romero, and he is joined by Senators pitching coach Rigo Beltran. First trip to the mound for either team as Beltran heads out there. Forget ball game tomorrow at 1:35, 1:20 airtime. That's all weather permitting, of course. But weather is something you can't control, so why worry about it? And who wants a rainout on the second day of the season anyway? These early days of not many leaves on the trees and cold weather will soon be forgotten by shorts and short sleeve weather. One ball, no strikes, and the 1-0 pitch. That's a strike, an off-speed delivery, catching the outside part of the plate. And it's count 1-1. There might be action beginning out of the Senators bullpen in right field. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. An off-speed pitch, and the count is one ball and two strikes. One and two. Well, Kyle Luckum, love a strikeout right here. He looks to second, and the pitch is hit in the air into shallow right field. Racing on a Schnell, he can't get to it. It's in for a base hit, and holding at third with another perfect throw to the plate is Bigby, and the bases are loaded with no outs for a second straight inning. That ball just didn't have any hang time, just a little looper into right, out of the reach of Aruna, and it dropped in front of Schnell, and he has a cannon. So here is Roberto Campos, the infield back, bases loaded and nobody out. See if he can perform a little magic again. Nine base runners this already into the game in this fourth inning for Erie. Here's a roller back up the middle. Fielded at second by Arruda. Steps on the bag, throws wide to first. No double play. And scoring is Bigby, and it's a 1-1 game. JT just had that throw sail on him down the right field line, taking Morales off the bag. So an RBI on the fielder's choice for Campos, and that ties the game. To third base is Holton. One out, and here is Jim Jarvis, who lined a single his first time up. Left-handed batter, first offering low. Bluffing was Campos at first base, and he didn't go. Third base with the go-ahead run here in the fourth inning is Jake Holton. Luckum, the right-hander, delivers, and there's a ground ball into center field for a base hit. Scoring on the play is Holton. Campos is around to third, and there are runners at first and third for Erie, and it's 2-1 Seawolves. Well, Erie did not take advantage of the situation in the third inning, but they are taking advantage of it here in the fourth. A double, a walk, a single, then a fielder's choice. Senators had a pretty good shot at a double play, just didn't get it turned. And then a sharp single through the diamond. And here is Ben Malgeri. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. And first pitch is swung on and missed. Malgeri singled into left center field his first time up. At third is Campos, at first Jarvis. The 0-1, lined into right field along the line, moving over, Schnell dives and he can't get it and rolls behind him. Scoring is Campos. Jarvis is to third and he is being held there as the relay in from Arruda is perfect. So Campos scores on the double by Malgeri and it's a 3-1 lead for Erie. This is just an inning of hitting it where they ain't for the Seawolves. That ball just hit along the right field line and a diving attempt by Schnell just out of his reach. So now the infield in, runners at second and third, and here is Trey Cruz. 3-1 now, Erie on top, and the pitch, swing and a miss. There is action in the bullpen for the Senators. Luckum will have to pull a Houdini to be out of this inning without allowing further damage. The 0-1 in the dirt, blocked nicely by Romero, and the count is one ball and one strike. One and one. Luckum working out of the stretch. Cruz has singled and walked. He's been on base twice. The 1-1 offering is a bouncer on the right side. Arruda has it. Runner comes home. The throw is not in time. Throw high, tag down. Head first dive by Jarvis. And Erie has scored a fourth run of the frame. A fielder's choice for Cruz. And an RBI moving to third is Malgeri. Tough play for JT there. If that throw had been down, I think there would have been a shot to get Jarvis at the plate. He was going on contact. Well, Delano DeShields out, and so is Kyle Luckum. And a new pitcher coming in for the Senators. It looks like Michael Cuevas. Tell you about him and more when I come back right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Anderson.
Four runs in and just one out. With runners at first and second for Erie as Michael Cuevas comes in. And he delivers a first pitch low and inside to Max Anderson. Anderson has twice hit fly balls to right field. Cuevas looking for a ground ball. The 1-0 pitch misses up and in, and it's two balls and no strikes for Erie. Anderson is the eighth batter to come to the plate. Two and oh. The 2-0 pitch is well outside, and it's three balls and no strikes. Malgeri's at second, Cruz is at first. 3-0 on Anderson with Tyron Lorenzo waiting on deck. Cuevas sets, and the 3-0 is high and tight, ball four. He's in out of the bullpen. And a four-pitch walk. So here is Tyron Lorenzo. Malgeri at third, Cruz at second, Anderson at first. Bases loaded again. Infield back for Lorenzo, and the first pitch swung out and missed. No balls and a strike. The 0-1, and that misses inside, 1-1. C.J. Abrams has homered in the Nationals game, and they lead the Arizona Diamondbacks at Nats Park 3-1. The set, and here's the 1-1. That's popped up foul and out of play. And the count is one ball and two strikes. One and two. Michael Cuevas coming in with a Daffler call to the bullpen. One ball, two strikes, one out. Cuevas, the right-hander ready in the 1-2, is pulled on the ground foul, a breaking ball. For Michael, moved to the bullpen last year. This is his third season, beginning his third season in a Senators uniform. One of several Senators that have appeared in games over the last 2 years. The pitch is a check swing, swung on and missed. He can't hold up, and there are two outs. So Lorenzo is 0-3. The bases remain loaded, and here is Justice Bigbee. Bigbee started this inning. Doubled into the right center field alleyway. It's seemingly a long time ago. First pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. He doubled, followed by a walk, a single, a fielder's choice, a single, a double, a fielder's choice. The 1-0 pitch is hit in the air into left center field, moving back and now coming in a couple of steps, Daylen Lyle. And he makes the catch. Four runs for the Seawolves on four hits. No errors. With three left on the bases. We head to the fifth. And it is 4-1 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Thank you.
Ooh, hot dog is it anyway? Take it away, Linda.
All right, let's see what those fans on here with DeVita, and if she can name whose hot dog order this is, she'll be going home with a free specialty hot dog, courtesy of the Smith's Hot Dog Hut. Ketchup, mustard, and relish are the toppings. A, B, and C are your options. She's going to go with B, Trey Cruz. The correct answer was C, Jake Holt, but not to worry, DeVita will still be going home with a free regular hot dog, courtesy of the Smith's Hot Dog Hut. Everyone, give up for DeVita!
Thank you very much, Kyle Luckum. We have a pitching change for the Erie Seawolves. A Daffler call to the bullpen, and the first pitch is bounced towards short, dropped by Cruz. He picks it up, throws to first, and Cade Wallace is out. Joseph Montalvo, who is a starter, due to start next week on Wednesday, so he is getting some work in between starts. Give you the numbers for both Melton and Luckum here when I have some time. Maxwell Romero stands in. He's 0-for-1. Left-handed batter, and the first pitch from Montalvo is poured in for a strike, and it's no balls and one strike. 4-1 Erie out hitting the Senators 7-2. Montalvo into the windup and the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and the count is 0-2. No balls and two strikes. We'll start with Kyle Luckum. He went 3 1/3 innings. Kyle allowed 7 hits, 4 runs. They were all earned. He walked 4, struck out 1, faced 19 batters. The windup and the 0-2 misses away, 1-2. Troy Melton, meanwhile, went 4 innings. He allowed 2 hits, a run. It was unearned. He did not walk a batter. He struck out 5 as the 1-2 strike 3 call. 2 outs. And Melton faced 14 batters. So two down and nobody on, and here is Cortland Lawson. He had a fly ball to right field his first time up. 4-1, Erie is on top. Wind up in the pitch, and that misses up and in. Count is 1 ball and no strike. The 1-0 is in for a strike, and count now is 1-1. The 1-1 fouled off straight back. A fastball, and the count 1-2. Senators, both of their hits doubles, one off the bat of Dante Williams in the first, and one off the bat of JT Arruda in the third. The windup and the 1-2 is a breaking ball that misses up and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. I heard from an old friend that some of you might recognize, Matt Dudas, texting earlier tonight, wishing us a nice season. The 2-2 is low, 3-2. Matt was my assistant, I think, in 2012 or 13. The 3-2 pitch grounded sharply on the right side, and that is past Anderson and out into right field. That one might be a hit. He was giving a lot of ground into right field, reaching down for that ball. I would think that's a hit, and it is. So a 2-out single, third hit of the night for the Senators. And here is JT Arruda. He doubled his first time up. Montavo sets, and now he turns and he fires to first, and diving back in is Cortland Lawson. Top half of the fifth inning on this opening night. On a chilly evening in Erie. Here's a ground ball toward short. Waiting on it is Jarvis, and he throws on to first in time for the out, and that does it. No runs on a hit. It came with 2 outs, and Lawson was left stranded. We're halfway home tonight. 4-1 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Michael Cuevas still out on the mound. He faces Jake Holton, Chris Myers, and Roberto Campos. 4-1 Erie. I'm Terry Byram, certainly glad you're along. Michael Cuevas deals, and the first pitch is low for a ball to Holton. Holton has bounced into a double play, and he has walked. Back in the studio tonight, Torrey Gates, Matthew Vargo, and Kobe Martin. Triple teaming things as the 1-0 pitch is in for a strike, and it's 1-1. Earlier, I was talking about opening night and the teams that are opening in the Eastern League. As the pitch is launched to left, but pulled foul. And the count is 1-2. Richmond is at home tonight. They are trailing Akron 2-1 in the bottom of the third inning. It is the final home opener at the Diamond for the Flying Squirrels. They are moving into CarMax Park next year. It's being built right next door to the Diamond. Can't wait to see the progress. 1-2 is popped up on the infield right side of the Diamond. Arruda there, and he makes the catch. One away. And with one out, here is Chris Myers. I have enjoyed going to the Diamond, but I think I'll speak for him. I think Frankie Bernowski's quite likely going to enjoy going to CarMax Park a lot more than going to the Diamond. Chris Myers, left-handed batter, stands in, and the first offering is a ball, 1-0. Myers has walked and single tonight. 4 runs on 7 hits. I think everyone will, by the way. 4 runs on 7 hits for Erie. A run on 3 hits for the Senators. The 1-0 offering, and that misses outside. Count is 2-0. Erie has won their last 6 season openers, 3 of them by shutout. Well, Senators won't be shut out tonight, no matter what happens. The windup and the 2-0, and that's skied in the air along the left side. Foul territory. Wallace over to have a look right at the screen, but it's 5 rows back. Mm-hmm. Reading is opening up at home against Portland, and the Fightins are leading the Sea Dogs 1-0 in that game. The 2-1 pitch is poured in for a strike, 2-2. Not sure what time they started or what might have been happening in Hartford, but that game is only in the bottom of the first inning, and it's Hartford 1 and Somerset nothing. They might have had a 7-10 start that maybe pregame festivities ran long. 2-2, Cuevas out of the stretch. And a pitch clock violation on Michael Cuevas, and it's a full count, 3-2. Cuevas ready, and the 3-2. Check swing, they appeal, and he went around. Strike three. Two down, and here is Roberto Campos. The vantage point in the diamond is terrific. You're hanging just up over home plate. The windows, though, are big windows, and they are hooked right behind your head on a 40-year-old chain with a little hook at the end as the first offering to Campos is in for a strike. And then the screw into the 40-year-old window, and every night, every visiting radio guy just hopes that thing doesn't come down and kill him. As the 0-1 pitch is swung out and missed, and the count is 0-2. So, new windows, new ballpark that slide one way or the other, slide left to right, up and down. Well, right off the bat, that makes things safer. The 0-2 pitch, and that misses. The orientation of the ballpark will be slightly different than that of the diamond, which means the sun won't be pouring into the booth or towards home plate all day. The 1-2 swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Couple of strikeouts. 1-2-3, go the Seawolves. Nice inning for Michael Cuevas. We head to the 6-4-1 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. All the stories that make the baseball season. Join us for the City Island Baseball Show every Monday night at 6 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Frankie and I bringing you that. We'll have guests throughout the season, talk about whatever. I'm quite certain coming up soon, we might be talking about food. Here's the windup. And the first pitch to Daylen Lyle is fouled off out of play. It's R.J. Pettit. Big right-hander is out on the mound. Pettit is 6'9 and between 280 and 300 pounds. The pitch to Lyle is poured in for a strike, and the count is 0-2. So Montavo, he goes an inning. and allows a hit. Strikes out a batter and faces four. The 0-2 misses down and in to Daylen Lyle, and the count is 1-2. Lyle is lined to short and reached on an error. The 1-2 pitch fouled off straight back by Daylen. Pettit, another returner to the Erie Seawolves, and I think this is his third season with the Seawolves. He winds, and the 1-2 is a ground ball rolled on the right side. Holton backhands, a throw to Pettit, and he just beats Daylen Lyle to the bag. Nice hustle from Pettit over to first base. More action in the Senators' bullpen. So Michael Cuevas' evening is likely over. Here's Dante Williams, and the first offering is in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. Dante tonight has doubled and struck out. The 1-0 pitch, and that is a strike, and the count is 1-1. Pettit rocks and deals. The 1-1 misses away, and it's 2-2 with Yo-Yo Morales waiting on deck. The 2-1 offering is hit in the air to right field. Moving back for this is Campos, and he makes the catch crossing onto the warning track. Williams hit that ball hard. It's another ball that later in the summer, that one might very well have carried out to the wall and out of the reach of Campos. Two down and nobody on. And here is Morales, who has bounced to second and bounced to shortstop. First offering is a big chopper back towards the mound, third base side. Pettit has it and throws to first, and that ends the inning. Well, nothing across for the Senators. We head to the bottom of the sixth. They trail 4-1 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom of the sixth inning, 4-1, Erie is on top. Ivan Armstrong is on, the big right-hander, facing the 8-9-1 batters for the Erie Seawolves. Jim Jarvis, as he takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Jarvis is 2-for-2. He has scored a run and driven one in. The 1-0 is in the dirt, and the count now is 2-0 and no strikes. Armstrong is in his seventh professional season, signed by the Nationals as a minor league free agent on February 23rd of this year. He had previously pitched for the Giants and the Angels organizations. The 2-0 pitch is high, and it's three balls and no strikes. He was originally signed by the Giants as an international free agent July 2nd, 2017, and he delivers ball four inside, so he tosses a four-pitch walk out of the Dafler bullpen. Dafler called to the bullpen. Pardon me, DeFleur called to the bullpen. And here is Ben Malgeri. Malgeri has singled and double, and he has driven in a run. Armstrong works out of the stretch on the first base side of the rubber. Now they throw behind the runner. He takes off. Morales to Arruda. Arruda runs him back, and now Morales is going to run him down and tag him out. So Jarvis is out, picked off. 1-3-4-3 for the out. 1-3-4-3. One out. Five hits out of the bottom third of the order tonight. Five out of the seven. Pardon me, four out of the seven for the Seawolves. Bottom two batters. There's a liner into left center field, and that's in for a base hit. Trying to cut it off. Out there is Williams. He can't. That ball is all the way out to the wall. To second base is Malgeri. He's going for third. The throw, and it's off the glove of Caden Wallace. I think they had him at third base. It was a short hop, skip hop to Wallace, and he actually had no idea he didn't have the ball. He went to place the tag down. Runner was called safe, and then he realized the ball wasn't in the glove. So a triple for Malgeri, who is three quarters of the way to the cycle tonight. Single, double, and triple, and the Senators bring the infield in. Top of the order in Trey Cruz. First pitch is a fastball up, check swing, and Cruz did not go around. Cruz has singled, walked, and he drove in a run with a fielder's choice. He also reached base. Bouncer in the fourth inning. The 1-0 pitch misses inside. The count is two balls and no strikes. It's the first game of the year, and it is cold. Erie has not walked a batter, though. The pitching staff hasn't walked a Senator, and the Senators have walked six Seawolves. Erie has had 14 base runners. Now Armstrong steps off the back of the rubber, now back up on top. He's down to the count 2-0. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. The 2-0, and that misses low. Now the count is 3-0. Max Anderson waiting on deck. So Armstrong, three balls and no strikes. He began the inning with a four-pitch walk to Jarvis, a triple by Malgeri, and now 3-0 to Cruz, and the 3-0 is in for a strike. That just did catch the inside corner. Altoona and Chesapeake. The Chesapeake Bay Sox. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning in Altoona, 2-0 curve. The 3-1 is low, and it's the second walk of the inning. And the seventh walk issued by the Senators pitching staff. Here is Max Anderson. Anderson, a couple of fly balls to right, and he has walked. And walking up to a little mid-70s Steve Miller. First offering, a breaking ball drops in for a strike with Cruz bluffing from first. Malgeri at third, Cruz at first. The infield is halfway. Cruz a threat to go under ordinary circumstances, certainly a threat to go here. Armstrong deals, and the 0-1 is low, and the count is one ball and one strike. The 1-1 fouled off along the first baseline, and the count is 1-2. Next Sunday, April 13th, is Kids Opening Day at FNB Field, a week from Sunday. Bring the whole family for a fun-filled day featuring a balloon twister, face painter, unforgettable memories, and Senators Baseball. Visit senatorsbaseball.com for your tickets. Throw to first base, and diving back in is Trey Cruz. Well, I want to go to Kids Opening Day. That sounds like a fun time. Well, I guess I will. Maybe I'll get my face painted and get a balloon. Throw over to first again, and diving back in is Cruz, and that means now Armstrong cannot throw to first base again unless he picks off Cruz. The pitch is low, and the count, 2-2. I'm a little shocked that Cruz didn't take off on that pitch. Now he has a big lead, and he goes. The 2-2 is a ground ball, foul down the first baseline. It ricocheted off first base umpire Jalen Goodman, who was definitely in foul territory when it hit him. Made an emphatic call that it was a foul ball. Two and two. The 2-2 is back to the screen. Malgieri scores from third. The throw to Armstrong covering skips past him. That wouldn't have mattered. The second on the wild pitch is Cruz, and it's a 5-1 game. And it's a full count now on Anderson. Armstrong in danger of walking his third batter of the inning. Three balls and two strikes with one out. Armstrong steps off and takes a look at his cap inside so he knows what signs and what the plan is. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball. Two down. Good pitch there. Outside part of the plate, knee high, and Anderson just waving it. Here is Tyron Lorenzo, the left-handed hitting catcher. He's 0 for 3. He has struck out twice and bounced to second. Armstrong ready and deals. Ball one outside. One ball, no strikes. Even with the strikeout, he really doesn't have the range. Hasn't been comfortable out there. Low 1-0 pitch, and that misses tight. So he has fallen behind two balls and no strikes with Justice Bigby waiting on deck. The 2-0. That's in for a strike, and that pitch is not what Maxwell Romero called. He was moving to his right, thinking that ball was going to move, and it ended up being a fastball right down the middle. But he had to glove that in an awkward way. Two balls and a strike, two outs, bottom of the sixth. And now Armstrong steps off. 2-1. Lorenzo waits, and the 2-1 misses wide. 3 balls and a strike. So Armstrong, the big right-hander, sets, looks at second, and the 3-1, and that's down and in, ball four. That's off the glove of Romero, but it doesn't roll away far enough to allow Cruz to take third. That is the third walk of the inning issued by Armstrong. Romero is with him out on the mound, and here is Justice Bigby, and it looks like more action beginning in the Senators bullpen. And it is Garrett Davila. Right-hander sets, looks to second and deals. And that pitch is poured in for a strike, and it's 0-1. No balls and one strike. It is 5-1, Erie on top, a long half inning for Ivan Armstrong. The 0-1, strike two. So after the visit to the mound by Romero, Armstrong comes back with back-to-back strikes. 0-2. No balls, two strikes, and the 0-2 is chopped towards the middle. Arruda has it and steps on the bag for the third out. Nice play by JT Arruda going up the middle to make that pickup and then stepping on the bag. There is a run on one hit. No errors, two are left. We head to the seventh, and it's 5-1 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Seventh inning, 5-1 Erie here at UPMC Park. Carlos De La Cruz leads off, and the first pitch is swung out and missed. A good fastball from R.J. Pettit. Third pitcher of the night for the Seawolves. He winds and delivers, and the 0-1 skips in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Senators haven't been home for over 200 days. See them back in action this Tuesday, April 8th. Visit senatorsbaseball.com to purchase your tickets. Pop-up foul along the first baseline, and this one is off the netting. The count, one ball and two strikes. 1 and 2. De La Cruz 0 for 2, a ground out and a strikeout. The 1-2 is a line drive sharply hit to right. Right at Campos, and he makes the catch. Nice contact there by De La Cruz. Here is Nick Schnell. Schnell 0 for 2, a couple of strikeouts in this one. His first game with the new organization. First pitch, and that misses. 1 ball and no strikes from Pettit. Pettit retired all 4 batters he has faced. The 1-0 pitch, big swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. The windup in the 1-1. Tapped foul to the Senators dugout on the first base side. And the count is 1 ball and 2 strikes. One, two. Check swing on a pitch down and away. Off the glove of Lorenzo rolls towards Erie's dugout. While all that is happening, there is an appeal to the third base umpire, Stone Gardner, and he just calmly says, no swing. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The windup, and here's the pitch. And that's a called strike 3 on the outside part of the plate, 2 down. Two outs. Caden Wallace steps in. He has struck out and bounced to short. First pitch, that's low. 1 ball and no strikes. Pettit kicks and delivers, and that is drilled into right center. Malgeri retreating, still retreating, and that ball is off the wall in deep right center field. Wallace crushed that out towards the video board in one of the deepest parts of this ballpark, and it bangs off that wall, and he cruises into second. That's the third double of the night for the Senators, and Caden Wallace now 1 out of 3, and runner at second, 2 outs. For Maxwell Romero, who is 0 for 2. Pettit out of the stretch, delivers, swing and a miss. And there is 1 out. I said, and there is 1 out, pardon me, there's 2 outs, and it's 0-1. Telling you. Opening night for the broadcaster, too. That's an error. Let's call it e-broadcaster. Romero waits, runner at second, and the 0-1 is tapped foul at the plate, and the count is 0-2. No balls. And 2 strikes with 2 outs. Garrett Davila still loosening up out in the bullpen for the Senators. Looks like he is next up on this opening night. Oh, and 2. The 0-2 fastball just off the plate. Mentioned earlier tonight that the Tigers have what is ranked as the number one minor league system in baseball. The 1-2 pitch misses, and the Seawolves, the 2-time defending champion. So tough matchup for any team in the league. Play the Seawolves. Right now, 2 balls, 2 strikes, and here is the 2-2 That is a called strike three. Romero thought maybe that missed. He was hoping it missed. It did not. Two out, double by Caden Wallace. No runs on a hit. No errors. And a man left on base. We head to the seventh inning stretch. We have a God Bless America tonight, so we'll take a three-minute break back to the studio. Three-minute break here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Two balls and no strikes on Jake Holton. Garrett Davila, as Daffler called to the bullpen. Fourth pitcher of the night for the Senators. It is Holton, Myers, and Campos. Ivan Armstrong went an inning, allowed a hit, a run, three walks, and a strikeout as the 2-0 pitch is in for a strike, and it's 2-1. The 2-1, and that is why, and the count is three balls and a strike. Let's go, 3-1. And the 3-1. That's chopped on the left side, moving to his left and up with it is Caden Wallace. His throw to first is wide, and around the tag is Holton, and he is safe. Have to see what they rule that one as. Here is Chris Myers. He has walked, singled, and struck out. I don't think that they have ruled that anything at this moment. And now it looks like they have made that an error on Caden Wallace. Last of the seventh inning, 5-1 Erie at UPMC Park. Here at Davila, ready and delivers, and the breaking ball swung at a miss by Chris Myers, and the count is 0-1. Every Saturday at FNB Field, before the Senators game, is a bash. Every Saturday, a bash at FNB Field. The 0-1 pitch misses. Join us for our Boardwalk Bash and a pregame tailgate with live music and great vibes. Head to senatorsbaseball.com today for your tickets. So a little pregame bash on the boardwalk each Saturday night. The 1-1 is a breaking ball that misses. And the count is 2-2. Two and one. Holton, the runner at first after the error. Davila delivers, and it's a swing and a miss. Two and two. Garrett Davila. 28 years old from Belmont, North Carolina. The 2-2, swing and a miss at a breaking ball down and away. One out, and here is Roberto Campos. Right-handed batter. Switch hitter batting right-handed waits, and the first pitch is a ground ball towards the middle. Lawson up with it, shovels to Aruda for one to first. It is a double play. 6-4-3. And another Seltzer's Lebanon Bologna double smoked double play. We head to the eighth, 5-1 Erie on 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Second winners for Pennsylvania Lottery's instant win prizes are Mara and Max. They win $40.
another Thaffler call to the bullpen for the Erie Seawolves, and it's left-hander Andrew Magnola, the fourth pitcher of the night for the Seawolves. He faces Cortland Lawson, JT Arruda, and Dalen Lyle. 5-1 Erie, eighth inning. First pitch to Lawson, who is 1-for-2. The delivery is low for a ball, 1-0. Join us on opening night, this home opening night. Join us for the home opener at FNB Field. Senators return home this Tuesday against the Richmond Flying Squirrels, 6:30. Get your tickets online at senatorsbaseball.com. The 1-0 pitch high, 2-0. The 2-0 pitch wide, 3-0. 5-1, Erie on top. More action out of the Senators bullpen, a right-hander loosening up. The 3-0 offering, and that's high ball four. First walk issued by the Seawolves pitching staff tonight. So here is JT Arruda, switch hitter, batting right-handed. First offering to Arruda, curveball, and this one misses, so that's five in a row out of the strike zone. JT has doubled and bounced to shortstop. The 1-0, that's high, and that's six in a row out of the strike zone. Magno ready, the 2-0, that's high. That's seven in a row out of the strike zone. Dalen Lyle waiting on deck. Three and 0. The 3-0, that is a strike. Not by much. Three and one, the 3-1, that's a strike. Fastball, and it's 3-2. The Nationals trailing Arizona 4-3 in the sixth inning. The 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He came all the way back, got him with a strikeout. Fastball, one away. And here is Dalen Lyle. At the bottom of the sixth inning, the Phillies at home are leading the Dodgers 1-0. The Dodgers have not lost yet. I think 8-0. Dalen Lyle 0-for-3. He's reached on an error. First offering is down and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. He's lined to short, reached on an error, and bounced to first. The 1-0, that's in tight, and it's two balls and no strikes. Cortland Lawson leading at first base. 5-1 Erie, eighth inning. The 2-0 pitch is fouled off straight back, and the count is 2-1. The 2-1, that's in the dirt, scooped nicely by Lorenzo, and it's 3-1 with Dante Williams waiting on deck. Three and Three balls, one strike. And the 3-1 pitch. And that is ripped into right. Going back and reaching up, making the catch is Campos. Well, that ball was tanked off the bat of Daly Lyle. And again, another ball hit. Later in the summer, that ball has a nice carry and is likely extra bases. He hit that ball hard. Two down, and here is Dante Williams. Williams has doubled in three trips. He's 1-for-3. Doubled off the wall and left, struck out, and then he hit the ball hard to right field. That was back in the sixth inning. The set and the first pitch is low for a ball, and it's 1-0, breaking ball in the dirt. One ball and no strikes. The 1-0, and that's a towering pop fly foul and out of play on the third base side. One ball and two strikes. The set by Andrew Magno, and he delivers a breaking ball in for a strike. I said one ball and two strikes. It was 1-1. Now it is 1-2 with two outs. One and two. Timeout taken at the plate by Dante Williams. The pitch. Swing and a miss. The ball in the dirt. Picking it up and throwing it down to first base. The catcher, Lorenzo, and Williams is out. The strikeout ends the frame. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left because of the walk. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning, and it is 5-1 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Very close, but no cigar. Everyone, give it to Brian.
Kids are sure to stick around after the game for Moto's Kids Run the Bases. He's live from section 103 and 104 at the conclusion of that game.
Daffler called to the bullpen, and it is Todd Peterson and out of the pen for the Senators. He winds and delivers to Jim Jarvis, and the first pitch is in for a strike. 5-1 Erie. We are in the last half of the eighth inning. The 0-1 pitch swung out and missed, and the count now is 0-2. Peterson is the fifth pitcher tonight for the Senators. There is more action in Erie's bullpen. Fly ball to left. Should be an easy play right at Daly Lyle. Now he drifts a couple of steps to his right, and he makes the catch. One away. In the ninth inning, the Senators have Morales, De La Cruz, and Schnell.
The
First offering to Malgieri is fouled off, and the count is 0-1. No balls and a strike. Peterson kicks and deals, and the 0-1 pitch is low. Malgieri has three hits in three trips, a single, double, and a triple. The 1-1 is high and tight, and the count is two balls and a strike. This would be a tough night to tack on that home run that is needed for the cycle. Wind up and the 2-1 pitch, and that's chopped towards short. Lawson up with it, throws on to first, and there are two outs. And with two down, back to the top of the order, and Trey Cruz. First offering to Cruz is popped up foul, and that one is out of play. Cruz has single walked, driven in a run with a fielder's choice, and he has walked again. The 0-1 is tapped to second. Waiting on that is Arruda. He has it. Throws to first in plenty of time, and that ends the bottom of the eighth inning. We head to the ninth. The Senators are down 5-1 in this opening night game in Erie here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Tonight's winning 50-50 raffle number is 541-483 on the 50-50. Congratulations, if you have that number, be sure to stop by the Blaze Pizza Guest Services before you leave and receive your winnings.
Ninth inning, the Senators are down 5-1 in this ball game. Don't forget to get your baseball fix with the City Island Baseball Show, Monday nights at 6, right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Tim Knott is on to try to finish this one up for the Seawolves. Next ball game is tomorrow morning. Well, tomorrow afternoon, pardon me, at 1:35, weather permitting. Forecast doesn't look good, but hey, you never know. Stranger things have happened. Yo-Yo Morales, Carlos De La Cruz, and Nick Schnell for the Senators off of Tim Knott. Not a save opportunity as the first pitch to Morales is low for a ball, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. The 1-0. That's low. And the count is 2-0. Yo-Yo has bounced to second. to short to third. The 2-0 offering, and that misses low, 3-0. Now, if it were the middle of the summertime, or another, say, 25 degrees warmer, 30 degrees, I'd say, hey, this is a place where anything can happen. And the 3-0 pitch misses, ball four, so Morales walks. And, of course, anything can happen, regardless of the time of the year. Just harder tonight because I'm just not sure anyone could get one out of the ballpark. Here's Carlos De La Cruz. He's 0 for 3. He has bounced to third, struck out, and hit a fly ball to right. First pitch is in for a strike, a fastball. Oh and one. The 0-1. That's low. One ball and one strike. De La Cruz a big target up there. Big strike zone. There's a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. And the count is 1-2. Postgame show is coming up at the conclusion of the ball game. I'll have a quick recap of this one. Look at the scores from throughout baseball. De La Cruz takes outside. Two balls and two strikes. And the 2-2. That's in the dirt. And it's a full count with Nick Schnell waiting on deck. 5-1 Erie. Here's a ground ball towards third. Could be two. They go to second for one. The relay to first. And it is in time for a double play. And just like that, there are two outs and nobody on base. Erie with four runs in the fourth inning. And that is the difference in the ball game. Schnell is 0 for 3. He has struck out three times tonight. First offering to Nick is a check swing foul ball. And the count is 0-1. No balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball poured in for a strike, and it's 0-2. And the Senators are down to their final strike. The pitch. Low and outside. 1-2. Dustin Sines is on the mound tomorrow for the Senators. Jarlin Susana on the mound on Sunday. Swing and a miss. Pardon me, it is now 2-2. The scoreboard was off. So now it's two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 just misses low. 3-2 with Caden Wallace waiting on deck. The 3-2 pitch is ball four. And Schnell is on for the first time tonight. And here is Caden Wallace. Wallace has struck out, bounced to shortstop, and he has doubled. Two out. And the first pitch is low. They're not holding Schnell on. He'll likely take second on this pitch. It's one ball and no strikes. The 1-0. High and away. or high and tight. 2-0. Maxwell Romero waiting on deck. The 2-0 is a strike at the knees, and it's 2-1. Senators home Tuesday night to take on the Richmond Flying Squirrels, 6:30 start. Tickets at senatorsbaseball.com. The 2-1 is skied in the air into shallow center field. Malgeri, calling everybody off, settles under it, and he makes the catch. It's on a night that the Seawolves and their fans celebrated their second consecutive championship last season. They open with a 5-1 win over the Senators. Senators don't have a hit in the ninth, but they do leave a man on base after the two-out walk. So a 5-1 final. Erie, the winners tonight here in Erie at UPMC Park. All right, I'll take a break. And I'll be back, and we'll have the postgame show coming your way next on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Okay. Now the Senators in this season opener, they fall to the Erie Seawolves by a final score of 5-1 here at UPMC Field, or UPMC Park, pardon me, in downtown Erie. The Seawolves had 5 runs on 8 hits and an error, and they stranded 8. The Senators with a run on 4 hits and an error, and they stranded 5. The winning pitcher was R.J. Pettit. He is 1-0, and the loser, Kyle Luckham, who falls to 0-1. Took 2 hours and 22 minutes, and it was in front of 2,885 fans who braved the chilly to cold weather here at UPMC Park. More on this game in just a moment. First, I'll take a look at scores from the Eastern League. We're in the 8th inning in Altoona. It is Chesapeake 2 and the Curve 2. And it looks like the Chesapeake Bay Sox, have a rally going and have some traffic, runners at second and third with one out. In the middle of the 7th inning in New Hampshire, it is 3-0 Binghamton over the Fisher Cats at Delta Dental Stadium in New Hampshire. Akron all over Richmond in the final opening day at the Diamond in Richmond. Akron leading 7-1 over the Flying Squirrels. That game is in the 6th inning in Richmond. Reading 5-2 over Portland. That game's in the top of the 6th inning in Reading. And the Sea Dogs have the bases loaded and nobody out. Somerset leading Hartford 2-1. That game is in the top of the 6th inning in Hartford. Somerset had not had a hit until the top of the 6th inning. They now have 2 runs on 4 hits. In the major leagues, in the bottom of the 11th inning in San Francisco in their home opener, Seattle is leading the Giants 9-8. It is the Phillies 1-0 over the Dodgers in the 7th inning in Philadelphia. Arizona leading the Nationals 6-4 into the bottom of the 7th inning in Washington. Atlanta 3-0 over Miami in the top of the 6th inning in Atlanta. Baltimore 2-1 at the end of 3 in Kansas City. Texas and Tampa Bay are scoreless at the end of 2 in Texas. Milwaukee and Cincinnati, they are scoreless in the top of the 2nd inning in Milwaukee. Finals from earlier, the Yankees beat the Pirates 9-4. It was the Athletics in 11 over Colorado 6-3. The Mets 5-0 shutting out Toronto today. The Cubs 3-1 over San Diego. Boston 13-9 over St. Louis. Detroit 7-4 over the White Sox. And still to come later on tonight, the Angels and the Guardians out in Southern California. This one saw Troy Melton and Kyle Luckham face off. And in the top of the 1st inning for the Senators with 1 out, Dante Williams doubled, but he was left stranded there. Erie put their leadoff man on in the 1st, but nothing came of it. The Senators and Erie both scoreless in the 2nd. In the 3rd, with 1 out, J.T. Arruda doubled. He was at 2nd base when Daylen Lyle came to the plate. Well, that was all for the Senators. They had a couple of hits in the game, including Cortland Lawson, a single with 2 outs in the 5th, and Caden Wallace, a double with 2 outs in the 7th. So it was a Dante Williams double, JT Arruda double, Caden Wallace double, and Cortland Lawson single. And that was it for the base hits. They had a base runner, Lyle reach on an error. Then they drew 3 walks at the end of the ball game. Meanwhile, Erie in the 3rd inning loaded the bases with no outs, but Kyle Luckham pitched out of that trouble with a fly ball double play. But Erie came right back and loaded the bases again in the 4th, and this time they tallied 4 runs. There was a double, a walk, a single to load the bases, single to score run, another single to score run, a double to score run, and a fielder's choice to score run. 4 runs were in. They tacked on a run in the 6th with a one out triple followed by a wild pitch. The Senators pitchers combined to walk 8 batters and they strike out 6 Seawolves. Meanwhile, the Seawolves strike out 10 Senators batters and walk 3 of them. Kyle Luckham went 3 1/3 innings. He allowed 7 hits, 4 runs. They were earned, 4 walks and a strikeout, faced 19 batters. Michael Cuevas, an inning and 2/3. He walked 1 and struck out 3, facing 6 batters. Ivan Armstrong, an inning. He allowed a hit, a run, 3 walks. He struck out a batter and faced 6. Garrett Davila went an inning, strike out 1 and faced 3 batters. And Todd Peterson went an inning and did not walk or strike anyone out. So game 1 is in the books, and the Senators fall in this one by a final score of 5-1. Game 2, weather permitting, is tomorrow afternoon at 1:35. A 1:20 start right here on the radio and on the internet. So certainly hope that you can join us tomorrow. For all the folks back in the studio, for Tory Gates, Matthew Vargo, and Kobe Martin, I'm Terry Byram. Thanks for listening. The Senators fall, but there's 137 of them remaining this year. They're 0-1, Erie's 1-0. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Good night from UPMC Park. You've been listening to Harrisburg Senators Baseball on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. All right, guys, I'll let you know what's going on.